Welcome to the Connected Leaders Academy virtual conference designed to reshape your vision of transformation. As we navigate the evolving business landscape, our speakers will unveil innovative strategies to manage and initiate change. Prepare to adapt, innovate, and lead, ensuring your role as a catalyst in this transformative era.
What decisions have you been avoiding that you already know would change your business? Not the decisions you need to wait for more information on, not the decisions you're waiting for permissions on, but the decision you already know needs to happen. Welcome, everyone. I'm Christine McIver. I am the CEO of ICN Inc., ICN Publishing, ICN Summits, and I am a business growth specialist. That's my title. But the most important title that I have is CEO. And we're going to talk today all about making those dominant choices, those decisions that dominate as a CEO. So let me ask you, who are you? Who are you? Are you the CEO or are you the owner of your business? Are you a small business owner? Are you the worker bee? Are you the bill payer? Or are you the person that is responsible for every single thing? Being the CEO, the chief executive officer, is the leader. The leader of the entire organization. And how you identify makes a world of difference in the success of your business. So if you're a small business owner, you're focusing on small. When we identify, how we identify makes a major impact on who we are, how we show up, and our ability to make decisions. Let me tell you a quick story. I'm the 9th of 10 children. And my beautiful mother used to refer to me as her baby girl. Now, I do miss hearing her say that. I really do. But every time she would say that, the energy of that was I was the youngest. I was the littlest. I was not the dominant one in the room. When you have an identity that you connect with, you play that role. So if you are not identifying yourself as the CEO, you are not stepping into the CEO energy and creating what is required for you to grow your business to the level that it can grow. Oftentimes, what we do is we lack confidence. We lack the ability to really step in and make those decisions because we are wearing a different identity. We're not wearing the identity of the CEO. So ask yourself, how do I identify? How do I identify even just to myself? If you don't call yourself the CEO, that's fine. But do you identify yourself as the CEO? Look at what that feels like for you. What happens within your body when you really call yourself the CEO? At first, it can be very challenging. At first, it can feel uncomfortable, right? If you've always identified yourself as a small business owner, this is going to stretch you. This is going to challenge you. And this is what every single solitary business owner needs to do, is to challenge them, especially when they want to grow their business. The first thing that has to grow in your business, that's you. You have to grow you before your business is ever going to grow. And how you feel about yourself within yourself is the very first step. You can change everything on the outside. It's like putting, you know, the pretty paint on or hanging the pretty things on the walls. But if the walls are cracked, if they're not strong and solid, that makeup that you've put on the walls of your home, it's not stand up. And neither are you or your business. So that's the first thing I really know that you need to look at and really step into. Who do I identify as? When I show up to my business, do I identify as I'm wearing my mother role? Am I wearing my father role? Am I wearing the baby girl role? Or am I stepping into the energy of who I know I am and who I know I can be, the CEO of my business? It's a big role. And with it comes a lot of responsibility, but with it also comes great opportunities that can't come your way when you are identifying as something even smaller. Now, today we're talking all about dominate. Dominate is the theme of today's summit. And this talk is CEO decisions that dominate. Now, before we jump into what does that look like, we have to identify and really unpack the word dominate. So the online etymology, the original definition of the word dominate, is to rule over and control by mastery. In today's world, we often think of being the dominant one is meaning to dominate over others. That's not where the change can happen in your business. When we're fighting outside of us, right, it's going to come back on us. What we put out does come back. The place that we need to be dominating is within ourselves, within our minds, within the way that we show up. So do you dominate your thoughts? Do you control your thoughts? Do you seriously stop when the noise and the chatter is overwhelming for you? Do you dominate and master how you want to be in the world? Do you master your thoughts and not allow them to speak to you in a way that criticizes you? You know, we have all gone through, our lives where we've had different messages and we've picked those messages up and we've believed them. People where they've laughed at us or people where they've criticized us and we've bought into them as true and real. We know that we can change that, but we also must dominate our thoughts. There are times when I feel like there's three people inside of here. There's the little girl inside of me that still wants love. There's the little girl inside of me that still is afraid. There's also those thoughts that have been programmed into my mind, old patterns that are there that still try to jump out. And oftentimes if you're in fear or you're in worry, right, they're old thoughts that just keep recycling and recycling. And then there's the you. There's the me that is very conscious and says, no, 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 that's not true anymore. That is not who I am, and I do not choose that. I reject that. Who I am today is a confident woman who is choosing to show up in her world, in her business, as the CEO of her life and the CEO of her business. We have to first dominate ourselves before we can make those CEO decisions that really do dominate. We need to be doing our personal development work. There is not one business owner I have ever spoken to who doesn't have room to grow. We all have room to grow. As long as you are above the ground and you are breathing, there are opportunities for you to grow. Don't buy into the lie that you're good. You know, when you become a published international published author, you're not done. When you get that stage that you've been dying to get on, you're not done. When you find the things in your life that you've been desiring, you're not done. That's just the next step in your journey. In order for you to really be the CEO of your business and your life, you've got to continuously challenge who you are and how you are showing up. That's how we dominate. That's how we dominate ourselves. We continue to challenge ourselves so that we have the ability, we have the confidence, we have the knowledge on how to make those CEO decisions. You're going to make decisions that are going to mess you up. That's part of life. You're going to make decisions where you're going to be held accountable. That's part of business. But if you are going to seriously step in and be that CEO of your business and of your life that is going to change how you are creating your life, bring you into those places and spaces that you are desiring to be, creating the family, creating the income, creating the joy in each and every day of your life, you've got to dominate who you are. Challenge yourself. Always wrapped up in love. Always, always wrapped up in love. Be kind to yourself, but don't allow those old messaging or that insecurity that you might have received as a young child to really lead the way. You are the CEO of your life and your business. Are you going to step into that? Are you going to be that person that you know is possible? You came to this planet to contribute the amazingness that you are. You have got to dominate who you are. You have got to step in, especially as a business owner, and be the CEO, be that leader. We need strong leaders more than ever in the world today. To be that executive, that chief executive officer, the person that is willing to take the risk, the person that is willing to step out, you've got to dominate more than ever. It's critical. Now, your business will grow to the level of the decisions that you are willing to make. How many decisions are you avoiding? How many decisions are you saying, I'm not quite ready yet? It's not perfect yet. You know, there's somebody else is doing that exact same thing. Well, what if somebody competes with me? So what? So what if you make that decision and you aren't perfect? You are only going to grow to the level of the decisions that you make. You've got to be willing to step in and to know that no matter what happens, no matter what choice that you make, that you have your own back. Do you? Do you have your businesses back? Do you have your teams back? Do you have your own back? Absolutely make decisions, and then maybe some of those decisions will make you crazy. Maybe some of those decisions will lead you into a deep emotional place. That's okay. Emotions is what makes us human. Be emotional and then brush yourself off, step back up and make those decisions, those hard decisions, those tough decisions to grow yourself. You don't grow in the easy days. You grow in the tough days. You grow in the days where you want to run away. I don't want to do this anymore. That's when you're going to grow. Are you willing to step in and be that person? Are you willing to step in and challenge yourself to make those strong decisions? Yes, we all want to grow our businesses. Yes, we all want to make more money. And you will. You will when you step in and make those decisions as the chief executive officer, and you own those decisions regardless of those outcomes. Most leaders are not stuck because they lack strategy. They're stuck because they are avoiding powerful decisions. They're avoiding saying yes. Sometimes being naive is a blessing. Because if you don't have an idea of what might occur on the other side of a decision, you will often jump in and say yes. That is something that as a young business owner, I did that all the time. I've had my own podcast now for 15 years. And my very first podcast, I actually, when I was approached to do it, I said yes. Everything inside my body jumped. It was like I couldn't say yes. I couldn't not say yes, rather. I had to say yes. And my very first, I had no idea what I was doing. This was many years ago. And my very first show that I did, I started to shake uncontrollably. I was so overwhelmed with emotions. I was afraid. I was excited. I was overjoyed. I was overwhelmed. I actually cried for the first 15 minutes of my show. Cried. I was like, what am I doing? But there was a part inside of me, that naive part that said, keep going, keep going, keep going. And today, I am so glad that I have, because now I have grown who I am, and I've grown my business out of that one decision. I said yes, regardless of the outcome. If I'd have known that I was going to cry on an international radio show, I wouldn't have said yes. I'm sure you wouldn't have said yes, but I did. And I'm incredibly grateful for that young, naive woman who said yes, who got excited about something. Making powerful decisions doesn't always mean you need all the information. Making powerful decisions is really stepping in and being willing to be that amazing human being that you can be. Fear often disguises itself as overthinking, perfectionism, waiting for clarity and the right timing, right? Do you allow fear to stop you? Is fear actually holding you back from making those powerful decisions? The decisions that will have you dominate within yourself and within your business? Fear is really something that is impacted by our past experiences. It doesn't make it real. If you could really sit down and look at fear and talk to fear and ask it some questions, it would help you to start moving beyond the emotional engagement of that fear. Indecision also drains momentum and confidence, money, team trust, and business growth. When you are sitting always on the fence about, I don't know what to do, that energy is going out and it's multiplying in everything that you do and everyone around you. Step in to the confidence that you have within you. How do you get confident, Christine? You take a step. You take a step. You begin to become successful. You learn from the trips along the way. You learn. If you could talk to yourself like you would talk to a child and really focus in on what they did well as opposed to what they messed up on, you would build your own confidence like you endeavor to do with a child. You are the child within you. Be kind to yourself. Challenge yourself while being kind. That's how you become a CEO, and that's how you are able to make those CEO decisions. Are you ready to be the CEO of your business, and are you ready to dominate your decisions? Self-sabotage in business often looks logical and responsible on the surface. Well, that doesn't make sense. If I do that, then this will likely happen. If I do that, you know what? It's not the right timing, right? Stop with this nonsense. Own who you are. Step in and dominate your decisions. Own those decisions. Allow yourself to grow. So many entrepreneurs are not allowing themselves to grow because they're trying to get it right, or they're looking outside of themselves at what everybody else is doing, and they are making their decisions based on what everyone else is doing. When I first started my business, I would go out and I would look at what everybody else was calling their service. I would look at what everybody else was charging for their services. The very first time I charged somebody to actually be their business coach, I charged them $100 a month for 4 one-hour sessions. Pardon me. Like, oh my gosh. And I actually was so afraid to tell people that price point at the beginning because I was sure that they were going to reject it. They didn't even blink. And in fact, I oftentimes attract people to me that weren't willing to really step up and grow themselves because I was undercharging. I needed to make those decisions that sometimes scared me and to really see my value and own that confidence that was waiting to come forth within me. That's what each and every business owner needs to do. They need to find that confidence within themselves. How do you identify? Start there. Is this scaring you just a little bit? That's great. That's where you're going to grow. You can dominate who you are and those thoughts that are within you so that you can make those CEO decisions, so that you can grow who you are. This is not something that every single person doesn't experience. If you think that you're listening to people or you're watching people in business that are just have got it all together, no, they've been there too. Every single one has. But the successful ones have challenged themselves. The ones that are growing their business, growing themselves, and growing their bank account, they challenge themselves. They challenge themselves every single day. And when you have someone that you work with that challenges you to step up even more, they will believe in you and help you to grow, just like you help your clients to grow. You've got to really learn to dominate based on your actions. What are you doing? How are you stepping in? You know, employees and clients, they wait for certainty. A CEO creates certainty through decisions and leadership. Every single person, your clients, your audience, your team, all of them, they respond to the energy of your conviction to make those decisions. When you are stepping in and you are seriously looking at exactly what it is that you desire and how you are showing up every day, you are going to bring confidence to the table. You're going to have the energy of conviction. You're not showing up one day strong and the next day lackluster. Holding yourself accountable, to believe that you can be more than you are today, tomorrow, is where you're going to start to make those CEO decisions that really, really dominate. Hesitation will actually weaken your authority. We have got to make radical decisions and have radical ownership over our business so that we can really lean in and be those leaders that we desire to be. Powerful leaders stop waiting for permission. They stop waiting for validation or consensus. I know so many people are out here and they're looking for validation. They need validation to make that next step. We live in a world where, you know, those likes and those accolades mean more to us than praising ourselves within. We've got to stop this nonsense. Stop getting hooked by the likes. Stop getting hooked by the validation. Validate your own self. Own yourself, own your mindset, and validate who you are. You showing up every single day and being willing to challenge yourself is being the chief executive officer. And when you step into the energy of that, you're going to dominate yourself. You're going to dominate the world that you are creating, both in your life and in your business. I appreciate you being here. I would love to connect with you. You can email me, Christine, at christinemciver.com. You can check out my website, christinemciver.com, or you can get me all across social media. Here's to you dominating your life as the CEO of your life and your business. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for participating in today's enlightening session. As we transition to our next expert, remember that each strategy and insight is a step toward becoming a transformative leader in your field. Visit connectedleadersacademy.com to stay engaged and informed. The journey of change is ongoing. Let's move forward together.